Democrats had hoped that Republican Senate leaders would agree not to seat a senator for District 25, while the mystery associated with 21 so-called phantom ballots remains unsolved. Democrat Kathy Breen of Falmouth had initially been declared the winner on election night with a 32-vote margin of victory over Republican Kathy Manchester of Gray. A recount reversed those results, giving Manchester an 11-vote lead, bolstered by 21 ballots from Long Island that the town clerk said were not initially included in the total count. Breen says she wasn't surprised when Republicans voted 20-14 to provisionally seat Manchester. But she also wasn't pleased.
Nobody really should be sitting in that seat.
Now the focus of the disputed election moves to the deliberations of the Senate's 7-member Special Election Committee, comprised of Republicans Roger Cates of Augusta, Thomas Saviello of Wilton, Garrett Mason of Lisbon Falls, and Andre Cushing of Hamden. Democrats include Don Hill of Cape Natick, Stan Grzowski of Brunswick, and Bill Diamond of Windham. Republicans have the votes to control the mechanics of the probe into the District 25 vote, but Breen says the integrity of the voting process is at stake, and she's confident that the panel will do its job.
I have a lot of confidence in Senator Diamond and Senator Grzowski and Senator Hill. I also think the Republican members are taking this very seriously. Senator Cates has a great reputation as a very fair and middle-of-the-road type of person. So I'm confident that with the questions in front of them, they understand the issues, they understand what's at stake, and I really believe that all of them will take this very seriously.
Close elections are tough, but you know what? This is a hallmark of our democracy.
Senate Majority Leader Garrett Mason says Republicans chose to provisionally seat Manchester because last month's recount left her as the apparent winner, and to refuse to seat her would have been a distraction from an otherwise celebratory day in the main Senate. He says that while Breen was disappointed, Manchester was also in a difficult spot.
She's a woman that holds her head high, and she did that today. I'm sure it wasn't very comfortable for her to have to come into the Senate the way that she did.
The Special Election Committee agreed to a number of ground rules during their initial meeting as they outlined the scope of the election review of District 25, which encompasses 7 communities. Although 9 ballots were contested from other towns, Kate says the Long Island vote should be the panel's primary concern.
Unless we hear something different, from my perspective, the focus is only on what happened on Long Island. That is, there are, I think, 9 ballots in dispute, but the margin was 11, so that in itself wouldn't, even if all those ballots were decided in favor of the other candidate, wouldn't make a difference.
Democrats say they want to physically inspect all of the Long Island ballots to see if there are any irregularities that were overlooked during the recount. Democrat Bill Diamond of Windham, a former Secretary of State, says he foresees a thorough review.
My expectations is this committee will do whatever the committee wants to do with no restrictions and no timelines. And if that includes examining every ballot, if we think we want to do that, then I think that'll happen.
But that decision will ultimately be up to majority Republicans when the committee meets again next Tuesday. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.